enjoy singing, but usually my best singing is in the car by myself when I'm going somewhere.
What I like is all of us singing together. It's just incredible.
A few voices from last year's annual Midwinter Singing Festival. The 11th edition of the Lansing Area Tradition takes place this Friday and Saturday at the East Lansing Hanna Community Center. Dan Chouinard, Joel Mabus, Kim and Reggie Harris, and many other musicians will be on hand to perform. The focus of the festival is group singing. Everyone in attendance will be invited to join together in song in this community-based performance. Sally Potter's the founder of the Midwinter Sing, and WKAR's Peter Wharf joins Sally in a nearby coffee house to talk about this weekend's event, group singing, and the deceptively challenging job of the song leader.
It's a really hard skill, and most performers can't do it very well. It just takes practice. It's not that they couldn't if they tried.
Why can't they?
The thing they need to do is they need to decide that the songs are the stars of the show. It's not them. They are the facilitator, they're the song leader, but the most important thing is the song. So they start the song, they encourage everybody to sing, and everybody's going to sing, otherwise they wouldn't be there anyway. They pick the key, because somebody has to. They figure out if they're going to strum or finger pick, or if the bass is going to come in, and if there's going to be a fiddle. They figure out the instrumentation of it, who's going to help them out, if anybody. But they really have to just sing it pretty straight. Mm-hmm. And let the people play with the songs. The people can sing harmony, they can sing the drone all the way through, they can sing the melody. They're just the facilitator. They're just the way to get from point A to point B. But the song is in charge. So the song leaders that come to the festival have to decide what are some great songs we all know, what are some really fun songs to sing, and what are some songs everybody knows the first verse to, but they don't know the second or third verses that are even better and even more better written than the first verse was.
What are some of those songs?
Oh, man.
Tonight, it all began tonight. I saw you and the world.
You know, old show tunes and pop songs and Cole Porter songs and even Motown. There are some verses that never make the 3-minute version. The pop cut of the song, but if you listen to rock and roll stations and they'll play all 7 minutes, you'll hear verses 3, 4, and 5. Well, we'll sing those because sometimes they're the best lyrics in the song. But going all the way back, it's the song that's the star. The songs are the stars of the show, and the song leaders that understand that, the song leaders that understand that the product of this festival is the enjoyment that the people have singing. They have to give it up. They have to give up the energy. They have to put out energy and just give it away and give it away and give it away. And then know that the successful evening will be when the sounds of the songs kind of swell and take up the space of that lovely auditorium, and that leaves everybody smiling.
Is that how you measure a successful evening, a successful event?
I measure it by how many people are either shedding some tears or having goosebumps or both. The song leader for Saturday night, Dan Chouinard, I have watched him lead people in singing up in Minneapolis 3 times. And he is in the same league as Pete Seeger. He is that good.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the all over this land.
Suggesting through his body movements and through the atmosphere and the room that it's just time to sing. And of course, everybody who comes to the festival has already decided that they're ready to sing. He is just incredibly good at connecting with the audience, but he connects through the songs, through the presentation of the idea that this is a charming song. And why don't we all sing it together?
When I think of Pete Seeger presenting songs, for instance, the first thing I think of is an effortlessness.
This is just what Dan does. Everything musically he does is effortless. He will play on people's albums. The whole state of Minnesota knows him Wisconsin, that NPR sort of family, has heard Dan Chouinard in concerts. He's been on Prairie Home. He's on Peter Strusko's albums and Prudence Johnson and Ann Reed. And he's just everybody's either a studio musician or concert musician. He writes musicals. He conducts huge community choirs. But he told me last summer, he said, you know, the thing I'm really loving doing these days is leading people in singing. And I said, great, because we would love you to come and lead us in singing on Saturday night. The common bond is everybody loves to sing. And there are harmonies all over the place. And no one is like judging anybody. No one is wondering if that song was better than the last one. Everybody's just singing because they love to sing.
The Midwinter Sing in East Lansing at the Hanna Center, Friday and Saturday night. Sally Potter, the founder. Thanks very much, Sally.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.